Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. And live in the studio with me is our friend and neighbor, Danny Melnick from The Local in Saugerties. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Rick. So happy to be here.
Me too. I'm glad you're here. Now, we've known each other for quite some time from that area known as high school.
Yes.
On Long Island, back in the day. So through the years, we've fell out of touch, and people do as time goes on. But we've been keeping tabs kind of on each other, and now we're in the same vicinity. And I am so happy that your talent is here bringing great live music to The Local in Saugerties, which is an incredible space in a defunct part of a church that was looking for something to happen as parishioners, kind of the numbers slowly dwindle. They have this huge building, and I guess once upon a time it was a daycare for a little while, and then they started doing some music in there, and then you and your partner Isabel found it.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Totally.
Okay.
It is the Dutch Chapel in Saugerties. It was built in 1876, so next year it's going to celebrate its 150th anniversary.
Wow.
Which is totally epic. And Isabel Sofer, who is my business partner and co-founder at The Local, we're both Saugerties residents. I've been up there about 12 years. She's been there about 10. And a few years ago, we found out that the chapel was available to rent through the Reformed Church of Saugerties. And we made this crazy, amazing deal with them. We created a company called Hudson Valley Live, Inc. And we took our decades-long histories of presenting great live music in New York City and around the world to our hometown. And we're looking at close to 90 shows already.
Wow.
Coming up on our 100th show soon. We actually have to recount and like make sure we know exactly when the 100th show is, but it's sometime in the next few weeks. And it's been amazing. We opened in September of 23. We've done a lot of really cool stuff there. People love being there. It's a beautiful, acoustically gorgeous
space. It's a
really
welcoming building.
Yeah.
You feel kind of like you're in somebody's living room, and you feel warm as soon as you go in. The chairs are spaced out where you can enjoy either a good dance or sit down and enjoy yourself. There's some comfy chairs in the back for some really relaxing, amazing music enjoyment. And well, I'm so grateful that I was able to be at The Local right around the first couple of shows when it opened, and I introduced Lucy Wainwright and Suzzy Roach, and they were supposed to be at Opus 40 in Saugerties, and it got rained out and it got moved to The Local. And that was my first experience with the venue, and I felt immediately welcomed and at home.
Yeah, thanks so much for that. We have tried really hard, and I think have been very successful in making that vibe what it is. You know, we have a great sound system, really nice little bar, and it seats, you know, like 100, 110 people, mellow, cool hang. And one of the things I think that's so interesting about what we're doing there is that we're bringing a lot of really eclectic music to the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
A lot of artists that have never played anywhere near here before, and people are totally trusting us and they're digging it and they like hanging there. And a lot of our shows are typically, you know, one 75, 90 minute set, no opening artists. So it's like, come in, have a drink, whatever, have a snack, hear this great band and split, you know? So there's no nonsense, you know, we're not trying to upsell anybody, you know, it's just a good hang.
Yeah.
And we've created this beautiful spot there, and the church itself has really loaned itself to, you know, that whole environment.
Yeah. Some of the shows are at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. On Sundays, particularly.
Yeah. It's perfect for people to enjoy the rest of the evening and be entertained as well, which is perfect, and get up and go to work on Monday, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So Danny, it must take a lot to procure and curate the talent that you have coming. And one of the things I know, which I can tell the listeners of 98.1 KZE, is that even if you see a name, you can't pronounce it or recognize the artist, you can trust me and Danny that it's 100% amazing talent. and you should go check them out. And you might be experiencing some music that's not in your safe zone or your wheelhouse, and you can expand your horizons. And I know you have some really cool stuff that's coming up. And on the 17th, I'm particularly excited. It's a Thursday night, 7 o'clock show with psychedelic Moroccan Nawa Rock Babel Blues. And, well, half of the fun for me is knowing I'm going to blow every name I pronounce.
Yeah, me too. you know, with all these incredible artists from around the world that we present, Isabel has a deep, deep, multi-decade-long history presenting global music in New York City years ago at the World Music Institute, and that she created Global Fest over 20 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm primarily been a jazz promoter my whole life, do a lot of other things too. But so the two of us brought these two diverse but parallel lives together, known each other for years, worked together for years. And, you know, the context that we have with the booking agents, the managers, the artists themselves to bring all of this really interesting stuff to the Hudson Valley, to Saugerties, has been a joy.
Yeah.
And people do trust us. They really have been coming out to hear Armenian music and Tuvan throat singers and flamenco music and, you know, African blues and singer-songwriters and cumbia. And you know, we just did this amazing show of Spanish Harlem Boogaloo and a lot of interesting jazz.
Spanglish Fly.
Yeah.
We play them on the radio. We love them. I mean,
awesome.
One of the things about KZE and the local and the marriage that we have together is that we play a lot of the world artists, maybe not the exact name, but the style of music that is being played. So, you know, it's something that I see when I see names that, well, I don't know who they could be, like the sitar maestro Abik Mukherjee. I was close.
You were close.
I do just
it's hard.
My best. But, you know, that's why I put the name out there, because I can't pronounce it. And it looks unfamiliar, like it's not Mick Jagger. So it's, you know, hard to pronounce. But I know that it's a sitar player. And how often does a sitar player come to Saugerties? Really?
Yeah, totally. And I think that what you guys have done here at the station all these years to keep this amazing music alive for the listeners is exactly what we're doing at the local. You're totally right about that.
Yeah.
It's really bringing the world to our community and saying to people, hey, you don't have to travel down to Carnegie Hall or to Town Hall or to the Beacon or wherever. You know, just come around the corner, hang out, learn something new, have fun. You know, a lot of the shows we do, like you said earlier, are dance shows, and we can move the chairs around and stuff so people can dance and hang, and we have drum circles, a lot of sometimes workshops, you know, before the shows, and that's really cool too. So we get people involved, you know.
Now, how can folks, what's the best way they can check out the lineup or stay in touch? Because I know I've seen some cool things on Instagram, including a night of youth. There were kids playing, young adults, I should say. They are no kids. They were playing some cool music, had an amazing light show, which was super impressive.
We did a Hudson Valley Next Gen review night on February 1st, and we had three high school bands from the area playing that night. It sold out. All their friends there, parents, you know, neighbors. It was awesome.
That's cool.
The three bands were totally different from one another. It was really super cool. They were all like 15, 16, 17 year old kids. And that was great. It was a really special thing for us to open up the space. But the localsaugerties.com is the website. All the information is there. A lot of photos, a lot of video. All the ticketing is right there. Ticketing is really super easy. We have Instagram and Facebook. And we have an email list, so you can, you know, go on to localsaugerties.com and, you know, join our email list. And we have postcards all over the communities here at the coffee shops and, you know, restaurants and what have you. So
now, Dan, I want to explore some of your amazing talents. And that is, you also curate and procure the talent for the Saratoga Jazz Fest.
Yes.
And that's coming up in June.
June.
And what a lineup.
Thank you so much. So I've been working at Saratoga for over 30 years, and I've been a partner on the festival since 2008.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long run. We're at the 48th festival this year, June 28th and 29th, and it's newly sponsored by GE Vernova, which is an incredible offshoot of General Electric. It's a separately new, brand new company, green technology, and we are you know, have two stages, 22 bands. I have Gary Clark Jr., Trombone Shorty, Corey Wong, Cassandra Wilson, DJ Logic. I have great jazz singers like Veronica Swift and Gregory Porter, and a lot of super eclectic, you know, really cool music on both stages. We do blues, we have R&B, we have Latin music, we have world music, obviously many different styles of jazz. And it's been an incredible run there over the years to be up in Saratoga, you know, every June.
Can you buy one day, all 3 days? How does that work out?
Yeah, so it's 2 days. And yes, you can buy a 2 day pass, or you can buy just Saturday or just Sunday. All the info is at SPAC's website, which is SPAC.org. And ticketing is all there, and free parking, and you can bring in whatever you want. And, you know, we have obviously the great lawn there at SPAC and the amphitheater too. And we have tons of like really interesting food and crafts and all sorts of stuff
That's so, part of the joy of the festival is food from everywhere, which is really cool.
Really, really interesting stuff.
And you can bring in a bag of oranges, which is totally cool.
That too. Yeah.
So you can stay hydrated and full of vitamin C, and no one's going to bother you with your bag of oranges.
Exactly.
Which is totally cool. And you have one other really cool thing that's coming up, which we can just tell the people really quick. At Carnegie Hall, there's a tribute to Alice Coltrane.
Yeah, I'm producing a celebration of Alice Coltrane called Cosmic Music on Friday, May 16th at Carnegie Hall. It features her son, the acclaimed tenor saxophone player Robbie Coltrane, her nephew, the DJ Flying Lotus. The harpist Brandy Younger is playing Alice's restored harp, and there's going to be ashram singers and an orchestra and a jazz band. And it's going to be this really epic night of Alice Coltrane music, celebrating her legacy, playing some works that she composed for orchestra for the first time ever.
Wow.
And that's Friday, May 16th at CarnegieHall.org.
A moving event.
Yes.
So get tickets, CarnegieHall.org. The local... What's the website?
It's thelocalsargertes.com and jazzfestispec.org.
All right. So that was just an exploration of some of Danny's talents. So when you see bands at the local, know that he has his hands in a lot of great, amazing projects. And the music that he and Isabel curate is going to be up your alley and will be a major part of your entertainment for that week, that month, that year. So don't miss out. Check out what's going on at the local. Danny, thanks for being here. It's a real pleasure.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Again, our guest, Dan Melnick of the local in Saugerty, Saratoga Jazz Fest and beyond. And all the best to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Be right back.